Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. May is National Foster Care Awareness Month, an ideal time to talk about the thousands of Hoosier children in foster care and some of the actions Indiana is taking to help them find forever homes more quickly. State Representative Dale Devon of Granger, Chair of the House Family, Children, and Human Affairs Committee, authored a new law during the 2024 legislative session that gives relatives who raise children in their families when biological parents are unable to the same state benefits and resources as foster parents receive.
Children who are caught up in these situations often do better when they can stay with people that they already know. Relatives like grandparents who step up to be caregivers need the same level of support as foster families, so they can bring needed stability to these kids' lives.
State Representative Ryan Lauer of Columbus, a member of the House Family, Children, and Human Affairs Committee, also authored two laws this session to help Indiana's most vulnerable. With about one-third of foster children nationally being younger than 5 years old, and babies the least likely among all age groups to exit foster care within a six-month period, Indiana will create a new problem-solving court to help children up to age 3 and their families who are part of a child in need of services case. Another new law authored by Lauer requires the Indiana Department of Child Services to have a secondary permanency plan in place for children in neglect cases who can't safely be returned to their parents.
These children often spend over a year in the foster care system waiting for a forever home. It's my hope these new laws will speed up the process so they can be placed in safe, loving, and permanent homes much more quickly.
The Indiana Department of Child Services offers informational packets for prospective foster families. Visit the website indianafostercare.org to learn more. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.